Glaciers do more than store water and provide spectacular scenery. They also lock massive amounts of nutrients in their icy depths, the original frozen food, so to speak. And the nutrients they store are released in glacial melt into tidal waters, where they are gobbled up by tiny microbes that in turn feed the sea creatures that eventually feed us. Now, University of Alaska and the U.S. Forest Service researchers have released findings that indicate just how important the organic matter released by melting glaciers is to the marine environment. Dr. Rick Edwards is an aquatic ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service's Pacific Northwest Station.
Studies show that there's a tremendous flux of organic matter or carbon from the land surface out into the ocean, and that some proportion of that carbon is biologically available to the organisms in the food webs in the rivers and estuaries and ocean that receive those. So we want to focus a little bit on the nature of the organic matter coming out of glaciers. It's in fairly low concentrations compared to wetland-dominated or brown water rivers, but some preliminary experiments had shown that it's a very high quality. It's more like sugar, readily metabolized by microbes in aquatic ecosystems.
So the glacial runoff is actually contributing to the food source for the tiny creatures in the environment there. Now, how is that important for the downstream creatures, such as our salmon and our fisheries?
As you go through the streams and out in the estuaries and then into the ocean, you run into food webs that have organisms that are adapted to a very small body size. And you get what are called pelagic food webs. These are the organisms that float in the surface of the water, and they tend to have adaptations, at least many of them, to feed on things like dissolved organic matter and very, very tiny particles like bacteria or fungi or organic matter that has sort of coagulated and formed a object called marine snow. Because these food webs are so well adapted to capturing tiny, tiny little particles, you get the development of what's called the microbial food loop, which is that bacteria and fungi, which are the only organisms in general that can take up this dissolved organic matter, convert that into biomass or their own bodies.
Yeah, aren't these glaciers, though, thousands of years old? I mean, wouldn't some of the nutrients trapped in the glacial runoff be sort of deteriorated?
Well, that's where you get a very interesting paradox, and my code name for this study is Old Carbon, New Food. You're exactly right. Generally, we think that the older the organic matter, the less biologically available it is, because over time, the microbes that can work on that organic matter generally tend to chew up all the really good stuff and just leave things like lignins and phenolic compounds, very complex, sometimes partially toxic organic molecules that aren't very good food. So this organic matter, the ultimate source for this, is thousands of years old. However, there's this emerging understanding that underneath the glaciers, there are microbial communities that are decomposing this very, very old organic matter. And even though it's not great food for them, they are working on it and growing on it. And then when they die, they release the contents of their bodies. And even though the carbon in their bodies is very old, the actual organic matter, the compounds, are relatively young. And so they're really quite good as a food source for other microorganisms downstream.
Now that the glaciers are melting faster, is it a good thing or a bad thing? There'd be more nutrients released into the water, but then maybe not for as long a period, huh?
Yes, it's not so simple to put things in good or bad categories. It is what it is, and our job is to understand what the impacts of that will be. For right now, the faster the glaciers melt, the more water comes out, and the more it washes out this really high-quality food source. And over the long run, eventually, as these glaciers completely recede and stop flowing, then this organic material will be decomposed the way the organic material on the forest floor is now. And we would expect that the quality of that would drop off, as well as the amount of that material going out. But right now, we don't know whether that loss will be made up by an increase in carbon from other sources or whether it will just be a net long-term loss to the aquatic ecosystem. So really, this study suggests as many questions as it answers.
Research scientist Dr. Rick Edwards, he says although melting glaciers will result in less food for the marine ecosystem, groundwater streams also provide nutrients for the tidal areas. Edwards says the land and ocean are coupled and their interactions are not fully understood. The study was published in the December edition of the journal Nature.